I'll just take some time and I'll just do a bunch of shit.
I'm James, and this is My Life in Virginia. May 11th, 2020. Blues is easy to play but hard to feel. Art is a verb. If your pictures aren't good enough, you aren't close enough. Three quotes. Today, let's have a look at each of these three quotes and see if we can see a relationship amongst them. First, blues is easy to play but hard to feel. It's a quote from the great Jimi Hendrix. Elicits quite a lot of conversation, most of it along the technical aspects. As any guitar aficionado knows, Jimi Hendrix was one of the greats of a generation, of a lifetime. His technical abilities were groundbreaking at the time and still are. He knew lots of notes and used them all. But blues is easy to play, but hard to feel. I'm taken back to Seoul, Korea. The year would have been about 1990, possibly 91. And the place was all that jazz. Pretty cool little jazz club right on the main drag of Itaewon, the entertainment district of Seoul. A place that I could regularly be found on the weekends. On this particular evening, there was one version of the Philip Morris Superband in town. And after the gig, a bunch of the musicians came down to all that jazz and kind of did an impromptu head-cutting session where there was a rhythm section permanently on the stage and a line of musicians ready to take their turn to go up and show us what they knew. And the line was long. And each came up and took his turn and dazzled us with the dexterity and correctness of the chord structure that they were playing within, and the notes that they chose to play within the chord structure, and the speed and dexterity with which they could play those notes. It was quite the sonic adventure. Chorus after chorus. One would be done. The next would come up. And so forth. The line was still quite long, but I could see the end of it. And at the end, all of a sudden, I saw my good friend Phil. Phil was from West Texas. He was a sax player. If you've ever seen The Simpsons, and who hasn't, it's quite possible that the character of Bleeding Gums Murphy could have possibly been modeled after Phil, but that's unconfirmed at this point. At any rate, I digress. Phil's at the end of this line, which was somewhat surprising to me. Phil was a regular down at all that jazz and played some of the most tasty and soulful sax around. One by one, the people on the stage regaled us with their knowledge of chordal structures, the speed with which they could play him, the accuracy with which they could play him, and bang, 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 next. Get down, bring the next one up, bang, 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 bang. Not even breathing, just a continuous sonic pulse filled the air. Next. The line was dwindling, and now we're down to Phil at the end of the line. The guy on the stage. And And off the stage he went. The rhythm section vamped through the changes as we all politely applauded, and Phil took his turn at the stage. And he went to adjust the stand and music stand so that it would be pointing directly into the bell of his tenor, but then thought better of it. He wasn't going to be that close to the microphone. He was going to do something else. And I could see that look in Phil's eyes as if he knew what it is we needed to hear. Phil took a deep breath, looked out at the crowd, and launched. Thank you. He nodded and walked off the stage. It was exactly what we needed. It was cleansing. It was from the heart, and it spoke. And we were better for it. Could have Phil cut heads with the best of them? Absolutely. We could still be there decades later watching the carnage. But Phil knew what we needed. He knew what the music was speaking to us. And it was speaking a cleansing purity. Find that note. Let it speak. Blues is easy to play, but hard to feel. Art is a verb. This is something that is on my website under the About section, and I've stolen this from somebody. I would give credit where credit's due, but I honestly don't remember where I stole it from. But it spoke to me when I saw it. Art is a verb. When I was a mere lad, probably fourth, fifth grade, somewhere in there, we had an art teacher, Mrs. Anderson. Mrs. Anderson would come to our elementary school room once or twice a week, I forget exactly which, and she would teach us or expose us to some art for elementary kids, drawing and maybe some coloring paint, temper paint, all kinds of joyful things for kids at that age to make a mess. But she taught us stuff too. Not just how to make a mess and how I could squiggle lines on a piece of paper and say it was contemporary art because I couldn't draw. Mrs. Anderson taught me that a person, an average person, is about 5 heads tall. And if you could take your hands and put one hand on somebody's chin and the other hand at the top of their head and measure 5 of those, that would be the height of an average person. I thought that was fascinating. And here's young James trying to figure out how to discreetly go up to somebody and encompass their cranium with either hand and then proceed to measure downward to see if Mrs. Anderson's theory was true. So I guess I don't have a complete statistical regression sample to go by, but the few times I was able to test the theory, it seemed to work. 5 heads tall. Check it out. As well, she taught me that eyes are in the center of the face. So before you start measuring the 5 heads tall, take a look at the distance between your hands when you have one on somebody's chin and the other one on the top of their head. Dead center of that should be where their eyes are. Now, when I was a kid, we'd draw the oval and the eyes would go near the top of the, maybe a little bit of scriggly hair across the top of that, and then a mouth at the bottom and the nose in the middle, and we called it done. But no, the eyes are in the middle. Art is a verb. It's active. Sometimes you got to measure. If your pictures aren't good enough, you aren't close enough. That one's Robert Capa. Noted as possibly the arguably world's most famous war photographer. Robert Capa documented an era of time. World War II, he was possibly the only non-military attached person to photograph D-Day. And his pictures were iconic as thrown around maybe too much, but his images certainly appeared in the magazines of the day and brought the war home into the living rooms of Mr. and Mrs. Joe America. We didn't have any other way to do this, so the photojournalist was kind of front and center in those days. And 11 surviving images of the D-Day invasion somewhat define the work that Robert Capa did. To say his images were pretty would not be correct. They were striking. They were evocative. But if your pictures aren't good enough, you aren't close enough. This has been tossed around in photography circles quite often. What exactly does he mean by that? So if you're a street photographer, it seems the interpretation is, well, that means that you need to get a wider lens and you need to get closer to your subjects. Maybe they're right. Maybe they're not. But in an effort to explore this statement a little more, I've been on a little adventure lately. So in 3 successive photo sessions, I went out to shoot Virginia Beach. Once with just a telephoto lens. It was a 50 to 140 zoom 2.8 that I attached to the end of my Fuji. So effectively, I was looking at a 210 millimeter lens, and everything I shot had to be at the long end. So looking at everything through a telephoto lens, it tends to fill the screen with the image of interest. And that was fun. That was good. Then I decided, well, let's go to the other extreme. Let's do what's called macro photography. So I dusted off my macro lens, which has been sitting in the closet unused for quite a while. Attached it to the end and walked around my office, walked around my backyard, and got some macro photography. It fills the screen, and it accomplished the mission. We got to the details. We got to see the bits and pieces that made up some of the random articles on my desk. So we had the telephoto, we had the macro. What exists in the middle was close focus photography. For this, I grabbed my 16 millimeter, attached it to the end of the Fuji. And got close. And the image was filled with the details. And it served its purpose. So if your pictures aren't good enough, you aren't close enough, I think my experiment probably showed me that what Mr. Capa was talking about really had nothing to do with physical distance at all, or lack thereof. I think it's something deeper. If your pictures aren't good enough, you aren't close enough. In other words, you're not close enough to what you're photographing, to what you're trying to convey, to the story you're trying to tell. What story are you trying to tell? What do your images say? What are they trying to say? The blues is easy to play, but hard to feel. Art is a verb. If your pictures aren't good enough, you aren't close enough. Maybe there is no commonality between these three, but I still feel there is, and maybe I don't explain it well enough. But maybe that's okay. Maybe somebody else has. Another quote from the mythical, magical TV series MASH. One of the more interesting characters of MASH was Dr. Winchester, the stuffy Massachusettsite, if that's the word. Lost a chance to be at Massachusetts General Hospital, and lo and behold, ended up in the swamp. But one of the episodes one of the episodes, there was a quote. Don't you see? Your hand may be stilled, but your gift cannot be silenced if you refuse to let it be. The gift does not lie in your hands. I have hands, David. Hands that can make a scalpel sing. More than anything in my life, I wanted to play. But I do not have the gift. I can play the notes, but I cannot make the music. You have performed Liszt, Rachmaninoff, Chopin. Even if you never do so again, you've already known a joy that I will never know as long as I live. Because the true gift is in your head and in your heart and in your soul. I'm James, and this is My Life in Virginia.
My Life in Virginia is a production of JGR 757 Multimedia Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. I'm Jenna Robinson, and I approve this message.